Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? Happy Wednesday, hump day. Jay Foreman, DP Austin. We are Old School. We are coming at you live on this brisk but beautiful day in Lincoln, 1040 O Street at the Mecca of Sports Radio Talk here at The Ticket. And we are Old School, brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients, The Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 33 Yankee Hill, two Lincoln locations. You are not seeing a blip on your screen. I was in Minnesota yesterday, back in Nebraska today. Great thing about planes, trains, and automobiles. But look, you leave one day. I mean, that must be the omen. Leave last week. AD skips town in the middle of the night, right? Leave, wasn't even gone 24 hours or maybe 24 hours. Actually, about 24 hours straight. And we got a new AD and I guess a potential new president. I mean, it seems like it's a foregone conclusion, but, you know, we won't speak on anything that we don't know. So, you know, look, I mean, you got a decision's got to be made. You can't sit there and cry over spilled milk and you got to just, you know, embrace the new, you know, leadership in place. And I'm sure he'll do a good job. I'm sure they hopefully, you know, they hired him for the right reasons, that he's got experience and has a lot of somewhat like indirectly connection. I think Fred Hoiberg said he's known him since high school. Matt Rhule knows him professionally, he said, since, you know, Temple and Tulane have been in, you know, same conference. So, you know, I'm sure, you know, look, he got hired at Washington for a reason. And then we were able to kind of, you know, pluck him off from there, just like Texas A&M was able to pluck Trev off. So onward or upward, I think it's good to have, you know, the first part of leadership in place. And, you know, DP, I asked you the other day, which kind of was already – they already answered the question, but I was, you know, asked you, was it more important to have the AD in place first or the president? Seems like it's simultaneously going on, but the ink isn't dried on the president yet. Obviously, there's probably conversations all around, because I would hope if I'm president, they would come to me and say, hey, DP and Austin are the final two. What are your thoughts? What do you think about the AD being named before the president?
All of this makes me just quote my grandmother. Worry about what you can worry about. What folks are doing in at their universities and their athletic departments. I'm an independent, so I'm not married to any concept or idea other than a working good. What, no matter what University of Nebraska does athletically or academically, I'm still going to support. I'm here for the young folks. And so you hope this gives them some calm and some chill to know who's going to lead you, at least in some capacity. And then we'll talk about the results, because the process, it's not my process. So I don't understand it. I don't understand the thinking. I don't understand the business.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think there's ever, I mean, it's, you've seen the process work either way. You know, and you see it all the time in the NFL. You hire a coach and, you know, GM is shortly after, you know, there's contract obligations and when you can hire and when you can commit and all this other stuff. So it's a little, sure, it's not just cut and dry, you know, buyouts and all that other stuff. I mean, if you're going to go back and even just look at how long it took when we originally hired Mickey Joseph, when it was already a foregone conclusion until he actually got here, right? It's, getting an okay from LSU and all the powers that be, and then eventually getting him on the plane and getting him introduced. So
what changed other than the nameplate? What in the process changed? If you haven't had success doing the thing and you haven't changed anything in that process, you're going to get what you've gotten. Isn't that, I mean, we have definitions for insanity for a reason. That if you're making decisions the same way by the same people for the same outcome, you're going to get the same result. You're literally going to get the same result. So if you tell me that somebody else made the decisions, or that you defined what you were looking for in an athletic director, because do we know that? Do we know what?
Well, I mean, they did. They know. I mean, they had it. They just, I mean, you lost it. I mean, regardless of any of the assumptive, you know, reasons why Trev left, he could have just said, you know what, I just want to go to another school.
Well, no, so, this is not a Trev thing.
Well,
this
what I'm saying is he did a good enough job, so they hired him. You know, they hired Trev, so you know you got to give him credit for the fact that he left. Now that's a whole different conversation that we aren't, you know, probably have enough intimate knowledge to have it. So I mean, the process seems good. Now whether how long it takes to hire a president and how that all works, sort of old politics fall in line there. I'm not a big believer in politics and sports, but it's always, when there's money involved, there's always going to be politics.
Through all of it, if this is what the powers would be, if they got who they wanted, okay.
Yeah.
Like, okay, you got who you wanted. I'm just a member of, if you don't change, if you got a result that you weren't satisfied with, if you don't change the process, you cannot change the future result. Like, I know that. Yeah. I know that as a man. I know that as a businessman. I know that as a coach. I know that as a player. That right. If you want change, you have to make change. Like, there's a gospel, the song, it's actually on the charts now. And it says, if you want change, you have to make change. And if change
but what
was change, made.
But what change are you saying that needs to be needed? Like, what process? I mean, the guy left. You have to hire somebody. I hope that you always have in your lockbox 10 guys that you possibly looked at before.
I'm not in that mode. So we know that in recent history with coaches, athletic directors, etc., that the hiring process has not been smooth or pointed. Like they told the stories of how many coaches were approached and how many ADs were considered and how many et cetera, and those things weren't done well. Whatever result you got, if you wanted that result, cool. Cool. Right. If you are exactly where you want to be, then the next step is somebody that you hired an athletic director who, and Austin, you can kind of correct me if I'm wrong, but we have the quotes from the new athletic director on his thinking and philosophy. And if some of that is that, well, there are things that aren't of interest to him or not a priority for him, that now becomes the priority for the University of Nebraska Athletic Department. And if you're not aware that, okay, you have now have an athletic director that's been at 3 institutions in 8 months. For whatever reason.
I mean, that's a technicality, though. I mean,
no, that's a fact. Like, well, that's
but
that it's a but, fact.
Oh, well, that'd be like saying a player gets your contract is up. So my contract was up in Buffalo. I go to Houston, and I get traded to Pittsburgh.
His contract wasn't up in Washington,
right? And so, but he made it. He leveled up, right? So you go to Washington. That's the job, right? He probably didn't assume that when he took the Washington job, that Nebraska's job was going to be open on March 13th.
I mean,
what you're saying is factual, but there has to be some reality to it. Like,
if Austin tells me that he wants to work here, and that it's the ideal job. It's the ideal job. Okay, I'm working from his word that if I'm going to include him in my family, that his word is valid and good.
Right.
And then if Austin then tells me in 6 months that, well, I got a better offer, then everything you tell me from that point forward leads directly back to the fact that you didn't tell me a truth.
And if you're cool with that, if people are cool with that, then okay, fine. Okay, fine. But that sounds like familiar. That sounds like you're not.
Well, I mean, it's like you're pigeonholing like he has to stay. He's from around here, right? He's from Iowa.
Iowa. Yep.
Oh, we just go piggyback that.
No, I'm not piggybacking. I mean, about facts. He's from Iowa, right? No,
right? Like we just Iowa's the same as Nebraska.
It's how far? Where is he from in Iowa?
I'll get on it.
So let's just say he's roughly 3 hours away, right?
Okay.
Versus a 20-hour drive 3 hours home.
Marshalltown.
Yeah.
Iowa City. Yes.
Right. So what? 3.5 hours.
3.5 hours.
Yeah, so he's probably closer to family and friends and stuff like that. It's the opportunity.
It doesn't change my job.
It would definitely be something I'd be open to. If I was at an AD and I went from Tulane. So first of all, there's no comparison between Tulane and Washington.
Okay.
So just get that. That's that. Don't say you got to stay at Tulane for the betterment of your work.
I'm cool with
that. There's no question. So you should take that job, right? Because you've went from Northern Iowa to Tulane. So it's letting you know he's able to get out of his comfort zone, right? So he goes from Northern. So he goes to Washington, okay? And then if that was me, and I was I don't know what to compare to be at Washington, and say I just left, like, say I was AD at St. Thomas since I was just there, and then I got a job at, I don't know, let's say Montana State. It's a big jump up, and UNO or I guess Minnesota or something like that, or somewhere I'm close to. I mean, I would definitely consider it.
Miami.
Yeah, I would definitely consider it, and that would change what are your initial thoughts. I mean, it's probably a little bit better opportunity, I'd assume.
Somebody from your hometown.
Right.
Called, said, hey man, you're talking about hiring Jay. Would their opinion of you land? So if you're checking on me, you're calling back to DC and you're asking Brian Mitchell, hey man, talk to me about this DP dude.
Right.
Because of your respect for Brian Mitchell and the common likeness, and he's aware, you would at least store what Brian Mitchell had to say. And I'm pretty clear in, I brought my past with me to Lincoln, Nebraska. mine, these people come on air and they tell you who I am and how I've lived.
Right.
If you're making a business decision, I'm going to ask, if Jay Foreman has been at 3 radio stations in 8 months, I'm probably a little concerned. Even if I think I have the best radio station, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't be concerned about that.
Okay.
Because I wouldn't count the first one.
Okay.
I mean, it's like being under, this is no defense. Say you're out in like Scotts Bluff, right? Whatever some small radio station is, and you get a chance to come in to say Kearney, right? That's a big jump up, and maybe not apples to apples from Tulane to Washington, but you're going to the second best Power 5 conference in the nation, regardless of Washington. And then you make the skip over to Nebraska. I mean, that's just part of...
I'm not mad at anybody for wanting to be a part of what Nebraska offers.
But what would it matter to you if it was like 15 months?
No, I just want to know...
But I'm just saying, if it's 15 months, does it matter? If it's 3 years, then what's matter? Like, the time frame shouldn't matter, because he had to start at one spot, though. He got approached for doing a good job at Tulane by Washington. Nebraska wasn't in the factor in the equation. So I'm assuming when he got off the plane up there in Washington that he was thinking, or Seattle was thinking, like, all right, I'm not going anywhere. And then, you know, Nebraska comes calling.
So if Iowa comes calling, because it's home, it's closer to home, and it's a lateral move, and they'll probably offer more money, and he'll be closer, even closer to his people.
That's the choice that he has to make. And you have to be okay with it, because there's factors outside of the contract. You're not family's obligated to do it. I just got a text here. It's from unknown texter. He says he got 4 kids that could be closer to his grandparents, you know, driving distance, probably different. He says it's a different tax bracket. I don't know anything about that. And, you know, Nebraska in perception is probably a little bit easier job. It's a little bit turnkey. Washington, I know this for a fact because I'm good friends with Jed Fish, who's their head coach. I haven't checked his temperature yet because he might be a little bit upset his boss is gone. And I got one up on him that we just stole his boss. But Washington has not had a good – and it's the main reason why old boy left, right? They haven't had a lot of support for their football program, NIL and all that other stuff, but maybe a little bit more.
Okay. So you're in a place. You're in Tulane. And it's you built it in your own image. Fair? Yeah. Fair to say?
Yeah, because he was there, what, like 8 years?
Right?
Yeah.
2008 to 2015.
Right?
Yeah.
So then Washington calls, and if you really love what you're doing, you stay where you are. But okay, I understand. You make the move. Okay, fine. You then are in control of the present and the future of Washington Athletics.
Right.
From hiring the most important coach in all of its athletic department, right? Its new football coach.
Yeah.
After a national championship year with transfers and NIL situation and circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
And then six months, you bounce. Now, I don't know his situation. I don't do people are entitled to do what they want to do. Do your thing. I'm not mad at him.
Right.
I'm just asking the question that if you made a decision about the long-term security and identity and direction of the athletic department, how long did you take and how did you land on the guy who just got to Washington and is ready to leave?
I don't know.
That's just me being nosy and curious.
If you're good at your job, you're on the radar.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Regardless if you have somebody presently employed or not.
Well, I get phone calls every day.
I know, but I'm just talking about, I mean,
what I know.
Right. And so if he's good at his job, he's going to be approached, even when he's employed at Nebraska, by numerous schools in different locations, if he's perceived and known to be good at his job.
And here's the best we can do is make sure that this place, and this is Washington, is a destination location in everything we do. We had this exact conversation during the process, and I said, and this is him being hired, I want this to be such a good job that you don't want to leave. Hey, mm-hmm. Maybe the big boys across town call, and you decide to go. But I want it to be the best job in college football. He's speaking of Washington.
Right.
Now, how do we make it the best job in college football? The challenge the athletic department has The challenge the president has is in making it the best institution for everyone. So through all of that, and again, this is just months ago, about the place that he wanted to be. And Austin, again, correct me if I'm wrong, one of the quotes that was shared was, this is my last job.
It was his last job. That's what you're not understanding.
I understand.
No, you don't understand. How old is this dude? How old is he?
He is lower 50s.
Lower 50s.
I understand.
Lower 50s. In perception, it was his last job. He did not take the... If he took the Washington job, knowing Trev was going to leave March 13th or March 12th or whenever it first started, let's say March 10th because of the weekend, you know, courting.
So everything you say is
it's not circumstantial.
To the person that says that, there are conditions and circumstances to everything you say, which means from this point forward, everything that this person tells me has a grain of salt attached to it. And that's fine if that's what the work is. But Austin, am I wrong in requoting what I shared with you?
Yeah, but you can't just take what somebody says and then like.
Well, that's all there is, Jay. We can't his words and his action.
Right.
And both of them said.
Well, his action. You're like trying to pigeonhole him to stay at Tulane.
I'm not pigeonholing anything. Well, then take
Tulane out of the equation.
Yeah.
Just take it completely out of the equation because. Okay. Whether it's Washington or Nebraska, if you are trying to move up in the AD world, 99 out of 100 would probably take Washington or Nebraska's job. Fair enough assumption?
Fair.
So stop with the Tulane stuff.
So two jobs in 6 months.
Okay. Well, that happens all the time. So if you get hired at like T-Mobile, right? You don't think AT&T or Apple or whatever is going to give you a job. Well, they say, you know what? How don't you come over here to Apple? And this is, you got to take the job.
If you're the president of T-Mobile, it matters. It matters.
I'm sure the dude from Washington's upset. I'm sure he's not upset. I'm sure our president, we upset that Trev left.
So Austin, again. So tell me from what you read today, whether the folks at Washington are all warm and fuzzy.
They're not.
No, they're not. No way. They weren't warm and fuzzy.
Do they know him better than we do currently?
Yes,
but they weren't warm and fuzzy when DeBoer left either.
We had this conversation about DeBoer as well. But my thing is, I just want to understand how the University of Nebraska and the decision makers are making decisions. And look, they could come out and say, "Hey, he checked. Here are the five boxes that we want to check, and he checked them all." Then we go. I go, okay. At least there's some understanding. But we're in the dark.
But why do you think they need to be obligated to tell you why they hired somebody?
They don't. But I don't have to be obligated to jump in line and go.
Oh, I'm not jumping in line. You're asking me why and how he got hired.
This is wonderful because we did that already.
Right, but DP, you're sitting up here acting like as a president. So I'm president of Nebraska, right?
You're Chris Kaborik, right?
Right. Okay, and you're the AD. You're whoever you are. We never lost Trevor, whatever. You've been the AD. My job as a president is to have a pulse on the whole landscape of what I'm obligated to do if it's only my job to hire the AD, right? Because who Iowa hires potentially as an AD or Michigan State hires as an AD or whatever could affect what I need to do in the future. So when one chess piece moves, you had to say, okay, well, what possibly could it affect me, right? So, you know, if we just hired a dude, you know, Washington, you can't be sitting there getting caught with your pants down. You got to check his temperature, dude. Just like they did with DeBoer. He met with him, offered him $8 million. He refused to sign. If he did not know that dude wasn't coming back, it's not DeBoer's fault that went to Alabama. It's his fault.
Do you not have any curiosity about what the process is?
Well, if there was like a sheet of paper, I would be curious because I guarantee you.
Why are we afraid? Why should I be afraid to ask, how does this work? See, because we talk about this every day. Right. We're in the business of asking questions. Again, I don't have to have all the answers. My job is to get the right question. And a question that leaps off of my brain.
Right.
and has been confirmed in several spaces that I'm right to be concerned. Now, do I have a say-so? Yeah, right here I have a say-so. And my question is, I don't understand the process of how you get to where you got to. I didn't say it was wrong. I just said I have questions. Now, right. I always understood.
Oh, okay. I mean, there's plenty of questions.
My psych professor in college would point out that, Derek, it is not your responsibility for somebody's response to your question. It is theirs. So when I ask a question, if you don't like your answer to the question, that's a whole, as you say, that's a personal thing. I'm sitting here saying, as a Nebraska fan, you throw confetti because the position is filled, right? That there was a process. As the curious soul, I'm left to ask, how did you get here? That's how that's why David Byrne wrote the song. Well, how did we get here? Because if you don't know how you got here, you will repeat constantly making the same decisions. And that puts you in a definition, in a word that we understand. It's insanity to keep.
So are you, you're saying hiring Trev was a bad decision?
I'm saying.
No, I'm asking though. So it's probably the same process that they hired Trev. It was pretty quick, right? It was a little bit longer, obviously, for obvious reasons. Same process they probably hired Trev. I would definitely say when they hired iCourse, probably the process wasn't very good. Bill Moose, depends on what side of the street you're on.
I'm on the other side of the street.
Yeah, so whatever.
Because we saw the cleanup on aisle 5, okay. 6, and 9.
Right. So so the process to me doesn't matter because I only care. This is like I only care what you do. Because if you ain't doing your job, the process really needs to be better is how they're evaluating how they're doing their job. You got to do the job because I always tell people this, the thing that people struggle with coming to Nebraska is two things. You have to be here and understand, and I'm not even born in Nebraska, so it took me a little while to understand. You have to understand the nuances of playing here, coaching here, and being here, right? It's no different than being at Penn State or Alabama. It's just different, right? So you got to embrace it. You cannot fight it. If you do fight it, you're gonna mess up, and you're just gonna end up stubbing your own toe frustrated.
I'm talking about
coaches. I'm not talking about you.
Yeah. Like if the text line tells me that they've hired well over the last 15 years.
That's not what I'm saying.
Last 10 years.
That's not what I'm saying.
Last 5 years.
Are you talking about AD?
If you tell me.
I just asked you that.
I don't know.
Well, how do you know? He was just here.
I'm asking. I'm asking. If you tell me that you, let's put in another barrel of cartons of buckets of apples. That if a thing doesn't work and it ends unceremoniously, let's use those in air quotes, unceremoniously, is it right or wrong? Is it good or bad? Depends on your perspective, where you stand, what your expectation was, what the goals were, what the mission was. Right. I would dare say that when you announce that Trev's the athletic director and you say his last year ends in this situation and circumstance, some people would say, that didn't go as planned.
Yeah, him leaving, that was definitely not probably on the docket, though.
Were all the goals and missions achieved, right? A bowl game football program, since it is the right? Was that on the list of, hey, new athletic director, we need to be in bowl games. That, at the very top of the pyramid of things that were expected, wasn't achieved. And for whatever reason, the things that you thought were in place with that athletic director didn't turn out to be that way, and it caused a need for a change, either on his behalf or yours. Either you weren't what was pressed, or he wasn't. Pretty simple. It might have even been both, but that's okay too, because if you don't understand that the Husker fan doesn't know what went wrong, who's responsible, and how to fix it. And until you do that, you're just blowing in the wind. Like, we don't know what happened. Nobody is the grown-up in the room to say, hey, Nebraska, Husker Nation, we love you so much that we need to identify what the problem was, and we will fix it. We will have a resolution for it so that it never happens again, especially on this watch, right? Because we can't go back and fix what was broke, but we can forward, mend, heal,
right, but improve. But then you get the question, who says it was broken?
They did.
Who's they?
The athletic director and the university said, this don't work. Somebody said, this relationship is over. Who was it?
But who said it? What if he just wants to change the scenery?
If he said that he chooses somebody else over his alma mater, my goodness gracious, I'd really like to know what the reasons were. The real reasons. Wouldn't you? Like, if you're the reasons, don't you want to know? If that's what happened, don't you want, if you're the fans who dole out your hard-earned money,
right,
like to put down seat deposits and buy season tickets and drive from various corners of the state and follow it wherever you are in the country and the world, don't you want to know what you've invested in, what you financially and emotionally invest in? And nobody's telling you what really happened. And to me, that's a real problem.
Where else do they tell you why somebody left? I'm tell me right now.
93.7 ticket.
No, they say no. You're not a university. They will not tell you why. We're talking about big time Power Five college football. What team and what university comes out and says, you know what, so and so coach left because this border region didn't want him on the
Jay, have you met me?
No, I'm talking about
Let me answer the question. What about me says, because a thing has always been done and accepted the way it's been, am I okay with it? No, you do what's right because it's right. Not because it's always been done or that's how everybody's doing it. That's how you end up in the situation where nobody knows what's going on.
So you think there wouldn't even be legal ramifications if they just came in there and spilt this business?
Whose business?
If they say, okay, well, this is what Trev did, then
who do they owe more, Trev or the Husker Nation and folks who
invested in it? They owe them to make the right decision moving forward. People leave all the time.
Okay, so again, if those are the rules,
right?
If those are the rules, then we all find our silent seat in the corner. We put our earmuffs on.
The most important thing is what they do. Stop going off what they say.
What was the mission?
If Trev decided to leave, he decided to leave.
What was the mission? You left before the mission was complete. What would they say? In any organized, whether it's military or team.
But his mission is still going on, though.
His mission is in College Station wearing a burgundy tie and doing and singing the Aggie hymn.
And he has chosen to go to another place.
And I'm not even mad at Trev. Do you? Like, the adults, do what you do.
Right.
I just want to understand the space that I'm in. I don't know why it's bad for me to ask, what is going on? I'd like to understand so that for my sanity and my peace of mind, I know what it is. Right. What's the old kid show? What the heck is it?
Are you more important about knowing why something happened or what they do?
I want to understand.
I'm at which one is more important?
I the why is way more important than the result.
So you don't care the process, what they do?
Wait a minute. His job, number one, is to be a good AD. You walked into that one. The process is always way more important than the result. We've been talking about this. Look, Coach Tom Osborne always told, trust the process. Do your job. Every great leader will tell you.
And an AD job are two different things, man. It's not even in the same, like, stratosphere. His job is to be the best athletic director that he can
and
be.
And what does that mean?
Well, he's going to tell you.
Can we answer that after break?
You just, yeah.
When is his press conference? He's going to tell you then what he got to do. I don't care how you got here. I don't care how you got here. I just want to see what you can do.
And Joe on the text line, I'm not mad at Trev. I just said Pay attention to what I'm saying.
I'm mad at Trev.
No. I'm not mad at Trev.
I told him I'm mad at him. I'm not mad at him.
Again, everybody's entitled to make their own decision. We'll talk more about it.
Trev, if you listen, I'm mad at you still.
You're listening to Old School with DP and J. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.